Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been tapped for a position, but you remained in your current position until the time was right? Have you ever been told that you would assume a new role, but didn't fill that role until a later date? Did you stop performing at the level that got you the promotion? Did you say to yourself, I will hold back until I actually assume the role? That would not be the proper attitude to have. You should shine where you are and continue to shine even brighter while waiting to take your new seat. Be the person you know you are right where you are. Continue to learn, to live, and lead right where you are, even though you have been promoted. Return to your current position and perform as if you were in the new position. You have been anointed right where you are until God moves you to the new position He has for you. The time between that is a time of testing for you. David did it, so you can. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, it is written, Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. David was anointed for his new position. But in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 19, it is written, Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, Send me your son David, who is with the sheep. Even though David had been anointed king, he remained with the sheep. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, Samuel was told to go to Jesse the Bethlehemite and anoint his son David, king of Israel. God had rejected Saul as king, and he also shared with Samuel not to consider the appearance or the physical stature of the person he had chosen because he did not see as man saw. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. After all of Jesse's son passed before Samuel, David was selected to be king, and Samuel anointed him. David, the anointed king, did not go to the palace. He did not go to sit on the throne. David went back to the sheepfold. The newly anointed king went back to tend sheep until God moved him into his newly appointed position. David remained committed to his current position until God brought him to the palace. David operated in his anointing right where he was. That's what you and I have to do. Learn how to work your anointing right where you are until God moves you. The time between the promotion and the new position is a time of testing for you. Prove yourself. Don't slack back. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.